Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
In the 3 years since a law on dangerously overtaking cyclists or attempting to do so was introduced, just 71 fines have been handed out to motorists. Provisional figures released to the Irish Times this morning from Gardaí show that just 14 fixed charge notices have been issued so far this year. Last year, 25 motorists were fined. I'm joined now by keen cyclist and Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council, Janet Horner, for more on this. Thank you for taking our call this morning. How concerned are you by those numbers? 71 fines for motorists dangerously overtaking cyclists in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the numbers show that we're really not seeing the level of enforcement that we need to see in the area. Like, I would say, as somebody who cycles almost daily in Dublin, I personally have had almost, if not more than 71 instances of dangerous overtaking in the last 3 years. So we're really seeing a tiny, tiny fraction of the number of these instances resulting in a prosecution, which is definitely very worrying. And I think anybody who is cycling in the city at the moment and across the country would say that there's a culture and an assumption in people driving that they will not face prosecution for doing so, because it continues to be very common.
On the other side of this, Janet, you have more cyclists then who've been caught breaking a red light than there are motorists caught for dangerous overtaking.
Yeah, so I think, again, we need to see our roads policing changing to reflect where the danger actually lies. We've seen an increase in the number of people killed on our roads this year. I think we're up to 152 at this stage, which is really tragic and something that we need to be doing a lot more to see enforcement on. And for all 152 of those, there'll be thousands more that have suffered life-altering injuries. So I think that it is really important that we're focusing on what we know causes danger to people, which is dangerous driving primarily, whether that's speed, narrowly overtaking, not taking due awareness of the road around you. And I think drivers need to know they will face prosecution and enforcement when they are breaking the rules and acting with a disregard for other safety.
Okay, what about the breaking of lights, though, by cyclists? Because, as I said to you, there are more cyclists being prosecuted for that. But that, I mean, I'm sure you agree that that's the right course of action, prosecution.
I think it's the right course of action to ensure it is enforced. I think most cyclists will tell you they don't feel safe using the streets in Dublin. And the reason they're not safe is not because they're going through the lights. It is because they're dealing with people driving in a way that is very dangerous, whether that's speeding too much, narrowly overtaking them, or just operating with a level of disregard. And I think with that, if cyclists need to feel that they're being protected and that their safety has been given due regard by the Gardaí, and I think it is only right that the people who are more vulnerable on the road are shown that they are respected by the law first and foremost before they are prosecuted for when they are infraction of the law. And I know, I will say myself, I sometimes break a red light, and I do that as a cyclist often because I am beside somebody who I think is driving very unsafely and I want to get away from them. So I will go through the red light when safe to do so.
Right. That's breaking the law.
It is, yeah, but it is for my own safety. And when there is not enough enforcement on the roads at the moment, and when there is not enough prosecution of people dangerously driving, I feel obliged sometimes to break a law by going through a red light in order to make sure that I am safe.
Mm-hmm. You know, now that there'll be drivers listening to this beating the steering wheel in frustration when they're trying to, say, make a left turn and you have a cyclist who's broken the lights coming up along the inside of them.
And I think there needs to be a lot of difference seen between when people are breaking lights because they are just trying to do it for their own convenience versus when people are breaking lights for their own safety. And I think it's just worth appreciating and noting that a lot of the time, the safest thing for somebody to do while cycling is to go through that light.
What about the what about the guards in all this, Janet? Because you can't expect there to be a guard on every street to police this. What do you think the solution is?
We need to see a significant change in driving culture in Ireland primarily. Enforcement is a huge part of that. We know, for example, one of the calls in recent years has been for an online portal to allow people to upload photographic footage or video footage of driving offences, allowing for a very immediate turnaround of fixed charge penalty notices. So that would have a role to play in changing driving culture. But primarily in Ireland, anyone, particularly women and children who are cycling on the streets, will tell you we have a very aggressive driving culture. If you, as a cyclist, maybe do something that is inconvenient to a driver, you will regularly face them winding down their window to give you verbal abuse and threatening you because they feel you have inconvenienced them. That is just not acceptable. That is highly aggressive driving behaviour, and that culture needs to change. We need to see people respecting one another on the street, pulling back a little bit, slowing down. If you see somebody cycling up ahead, remembering that they are a mother, daughter, sister, father, friend who is trying to get from one place to another, and maybe they're slightly inconveniencing you, but for their safety, you need to pull back and slow down and give them the space in the road. And all the more so when the roads are slippy as they are at the moment.
So everyone needs to take personal responsibility. But what? How do you rate the guards in all of this? Are they doing enough?
I think the Gardaí need to do a lot more. I think we have an ambition for, as nationally and as a city, particularly in Dublin, we have an ambition to see a lot more people on bikes. And we know the primary barrier to people getting on bikes at the moment is that they don't feel safe doing so. They don't feel safe on the streets. So we need the Gardaí to work with us on that. We need the Gardaí to be clamping down on speeding in 30 kilometre an hour zones, which we want to have a lot more of in the city. We need them to clamp down on dangerous overtaking, parking in cycle lanes, parking on footpaths, aggressive road behaviour. And going through red lights as motorists, which we know is flagrant at the moment in the city.
What happens when you report dangerous driving from the perspective of a cyclist? What happens when you report that to the Gardaí?
I think far too many people are met with a very dismissive attitude. I've certainly had instances in the past where I've told the Gardaí, gone to the Gardaí about dangerous driving instances, and they've, in the most part, said, there's not a case without the evidence there, without if you didn't take video footage or video photographic evidence of it, we can't prosecute this and we don't see a case for it. So I think too many people are met with a very dismissive attitude when they go to the Gardaí about something which is ultimately about their ability to safely go about the city and about their day.
But you can understand that the guards would need evidence to prosecute somebody.
And that's, again, why I think the online portal is of such importance, and also having guards on the beat and on the street. So ensuring that there is a physical presence of Gardaí out there on bikes, on foot, and able to make sure that they are noting and they're engaging with it and enforcing where they witness those offences as well.
Okay, well, we have a statement from the Gardaí on this, Janet. On Garda Síochána encourages all road users to exercise appropriate caution when approaching more vulnerable road users. Every incident reported to on Garda Síochána is investigated on its own merit. Where sufficient evidence is available, appropriate enforcement action is taken. On Garda Síochána are currently in the process of developing an online portal for the submission of video evidence from members of the public, and that's something, Janet, clearly you would welcome.
Very much so. I think it's due in 2024. I'd like to see it as soon as possible, really. And I want to make sure that that is as convenient for users to use as possible, so that it is not a laborious process to say, I witnessed an offence, I was put in danger as a result of someone else's behaviour, and that is made convenient and comfortable for you to get prosecution in those instances.
Janet Horner, Green Party Councillor, Dublin City Council, thank you for joining us. Lots of texts coming in on that. We'll bring those to you in a minute. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.